You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No, it's 1:23. It's all right. We're 20 minutes away, and we'll get the phone lines open for that. Load them up on a Friday. It's Funk Friday. It's the first day of preseason. There's a lot of fun questions to
like,
be
had. What time of the game? 7 o'clock? Yeah, it's about tailgate time now, ain't it?
Yeah, let's go home and tailgate.
Let's go tailgate, man. Yeah. Why not? I'll tailgate with you.
Great.
I got plans with the set.
You were both talking about how much extra bourbon you got.
So. Oh, yeah,
so much.
There's so much bourbon at my home right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'll drink it, but I don't drink it like I drink everything else.
Right.
So, yeah, we got bourbon for days.
I got last, and I appreciate everybody who did it, but we had that birthday party at my house last year for my 40th, and I must have got 20 bottles of bourbon.
Yes.
And we, you know, they're not all there anymore. We drank a lot of them, but there's still a lot of them left over. And so maybe tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight's the night. I mean, it's football.
It is football. That's what I'm saying. Like, my cousin who came over from Germany, he brought me some German vodka.
Oh, really?
I don't know what the difference is between German vodka and regular vodka, but I'm
they put sauerkraut on the potatoes.
I don't know. But I'm very interested to do that. But yeah, why not? It might be some tailgate going on.
I was daydreaming the other day because I think I turned on we'll get to Joe. Sorry, Joe.
No.
We'll get to Joe. But I like making him wait too.
Me too.
If
he hangs up.
They had Reese Davis on some college football thing, and I just let my mind wander to it's not that far away from Saturdays. Where you turn it on and game day's on, and you know you're going to watch college football for 12 hours that day.
Uh-huh.
And you got the other TVs out,
uh-huh.
and maybe my wife's making chili or something. Like it's right around the corner.
Yes,
like it's right here.
See, your thing is so much different than mine because mine is like in the dungeon until like 4 o'clock when it gets cooler. Then it's the outside TV.
Uh-huh.
So, but. Like
we gotta get, I gotta try to get stuff done in the morning, so then we can.
But now it's football season, so he got games on Saturday.
Right, that's right.
And all his damn games are at 3:30 on Saturday. So,
earpiece.
He lucky I love him.
He is lucky you love him.
Miss Georgia game.
All right, let's get to Smoking Joe Patrick. We've made him wait long enough.
Is he hung up?
Hey, throw to me about this combo real quick before we start talking.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
What did you want to say?
What do you want to say?
Well, I mean, this is the beauty of football season, right? It's like it's like yeah, we're excited to watch the guys in the field, but it's also an excuse to tailgate or just drink in general. It reminds me of that that Shane Gillis joke about his like father-in-law or dad or whatever said like, "What, you're drinking on a Monday? Like, there's football on. Still drinking on a Tuesday? There's no football." So yeah.
It really
great to have football back for that reason.
College football Saturdays really do have airport rules.
Yeah,
it's like that. It's a game on later. We're tailgating.
Yeah, man, it's so much fun. All right, Joe. Now. I know that you are, and congratulations again. Wait for a tailgate with my main man, Andy. Now, I'm lending them to you, all right? Now, okay? So, just like last Friday, I'm going to have the same message for you. I want them back the way I left them, all right?
We'll do our best. We'll do our best. I don't know if Andy's ready for, like, the, you know, there's a real, you experience the true changing of seasons doing the tailgate show, because, you know, we're out with the people, and we're out with the people sweating our asses off, you know, in September. And then we're out with the people, you know, freezing, sitting by a heater when it comes January time. And you get to experience all the goodness in between. So I'm excited to see Andy deal with the elements.
Joe, I'm not trying to resume check on you or anything like that, but I've hosted the Wade Ford Tailgate Show in the past.
Oh, have you?
I hosted it for 3 years between 2017 and 2019. Me and Randy did it for an entire season. I mean, I'm doing you a favor by coming out of retirement is what I'm doing.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, and Abe can confirm I was, I think, 75% to 80% hungover rate on a lot of those shows. We'll try to lower that this year. We'll try to lower that if we can help it. Anyway, obviously preseason game number one tonight at home. You'll be there against the Detroit Lions. We know not a lot of the guys on offense, starters, are going to play. What do you expect defensively, though? Like, who are some of the names that I think we expect all the young guys to play? Are there some other guys, starters-wise, that are going to play tonight, too?
I would doubt it, honestly. I mean, there's players that are going to play that could potentially be starters. Like when you talk about the battle that's happening at safety with, you know, Jordan Fuller, Billy Bowman, and the nickel, Xavier Watts, you know, I think, well, it's between Fuller and Watts for who's going to be that starting safety next to Jesse Bates. And Raheem Morris already said earlier this week that we're going to see Watts and we're going to see Jalen Walker, despite the fact that both those guys have missed time, and that kind of leads me to the edges too. I mean, I think that what I'm looking forward to the most tonight is seeing, you know, these two first round picks, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., especially James Pierce Jr. has really been the talk of camp, and you feel like he's ready to hit somebody that's wearing a different colored jersey. And, you know, that's just like really, really exciting. And it's exciting to think about what that actually means for the depth of this edge room right now, because, you know, the reason Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. are going to play is because they're not really the starters right now. That's Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebiketie, who I don't think will most likely play. And so, I mean, it just goes to show you that the Falcons are actually kind of rich, not with like proven experience, obviously, with Leonard Floyd being the only one who really has the resume of being a sack artist like the Falcons want out of these guys. But certainly you've got, in all those players, a bunch of potential. And that's not even to mention a guy like Braylon Trice, who's coming back and really getting his first full year in the NFL here, and we hope to see him as well. So there's really a lot to look forward to tonight with a lot of these young players.
JP, I don't know if I've asked you this or maybe you've answered it before, but why does Rod not want them to play?
It's all about injuries, you know. We saw some of that happen.
That's the main thing. Okay.
Yeah. Even on defense, I think so. I mean, I think that even on the defensive side of the football, obviously you want to, like, you know, save your quarterbacks and whatnot. And unless you have like a true quarterback battle, like you're seeing in Indianapolis, I think you won't see a lot of starters play. Although, you know, some coaches obviously have their own deal. I think Andy Reid is going to give like Patrick Mahomes like every unit a quarter. I think part of it, Randy, is it just kind of comes down to the way that the snaps are distributed in camp as well, and how the teams are doing it. Because I've seen two different coaches, and Raheem Morris and Arthur Smith, do it very differently. I remember Arthur Smith, and, you know, they're in a different kind of mindset as an organization. I think they're really trying to uncover as much talent as possible, you know, from the depths of free agent pickups and whatnot under Arthur Smith. So there you would see like two teams scrimmaging at the same time throughout team periods, where Raheem Morris only has the one field going. And, you know, for a lot of these developmental players who are, you know, just trying to make the practice squad or trying to get that last spot on the roster, you know, they don't get a lot of actual reps during practice. You know, their chance to impress coaches is in, you know, meetings when called upon, you know, for like, you know, asking what they're seeing on film and, you know, individuals even maybe. But it's more about, you know, the reps, obviously. And those reps are being distributed to starters and second team players for the most part during practice. There's a developmental team period that typically happens toward the end. As long as there's not too much fighting, they get around to actually conducting that portion of practice. But, you know, and so that's why for Raheem Morris, these preseason games are going to be those reps for those developmental type players so they can get the best look at them possible.
Hey, Joe, you mentioned the name of a guy who I think we're hoping to see tonight for sure. Haven't heard a lot. I mean, I think the rookies from this year are getting a lot of talk, rightfully so. But what has Braylon Trice's camp been like so far? I know he was a guy we were excited about last year before he got hurt in preseason. What have you seen from him so far before tonight's game?
Yeah, you know, honestly, like, he's been one of those guys who, again, when you look at this edge room, there's a bunch of bodies there and a bunch of guys who, you know, the coaching staff really wants to see get snaps and get their work in. So Trice, for me, is one who's kind of gotten the short end of the stick in terms of the amount of opportunities he's had to be out there, which kind of puts him behind the eight ball, obviously. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a decent amount of him tonight. And I think that's probably important mentally for him as well, just kind of like get back on the field and get over that. Obviously, getting hurt going down for the season in the opening preseason game last year. So that will be important for him. But honestly, I'm a little concerned for him, Andy. I've seen him kind of being moved around at times, like on third down situations. I've seen him bump down inside because he is like a bigger, more powerful edge that you would think would have the ability to maybe bump in against the guard and be able to pass rush in those situations. But whenever I see a player, especially a young player, getting used like that, I just do wonder if maybe, you know, I want to totally say like a square peg in a round hole, but I think that, you know, just with the time missed, if they're just trying to kind of look for him to get some reps and opportunities out there without really kind of leaning on him to make an instant impact on this team come week one, which I think is probably the right way to go. He's, I think, one of those players that he's like a, you know, he's in the chamber basically, and you can get ready, like get him ready over the course of the season. And when you do have injuries or whatnot, hopefully at that point he can be able to be utilized to the best extent possible.
Hey, Joe, I think we were talking earlier, I think the top four receivers are pretty much locked in. You put Kadir Hodge in there with Ray Ray in them. But 5-6, I know they probably won't carry seven, but the seven you can look at maybe as a practice squad player. How close are those guys right there?
I mean, I think it's a really close battle. Unfortunately for these guys and for like us as football fans, you know, I think like any of them, whether it's a David Sills, a Chris Blair, like some of these guys who have been mentioned by Michael Penix as being kind of, you know, having good camps or obviously kind of statistically having good camps. I don't know if like if one of them comes down with like, you know, six catches for, you know, 100 yards or something like that. Like, if that is actually going to be the barometer for whether they make the team whether it's more of like, are they on punt team? is that the more important factor for them actually making the 53-man roster at this point? That's something I'm going to be looking out for. And I would recommend everybody else, like, take a photo with your phone or something, you know, during these special teams, just so you can see who is being selected to be out there. But, you know, David Sills, Chris Blair, like I said, I think those guys are really interesting pieces, maybe fit different roles, as well as Casey Washington. So I think that, yeah, there's a lot of intrigue as to who's going to win that battle on top of DJ Chark, who's really kind of not gotten the first team reps. I would have thought he has at this point in time. I would expect him to get plenty of opportunities tonight.
Joe, we appreciate it, man. Thank you. Looking forward to tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons insider. He'll be in the building tonight. Follow him on Twitter, at JAPatrick200, as obviously he'll be, you know, he'll be live tweeting the game, telling you what he sees.
Right, right.
Giving you that insight.
The inside with Joe Patrick.
You only get here.
Yeah. Dude, I know I was talking about number 41 for the Eagles. He could.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Cooking their heads.
Yeah, it's a touchdown. He's out there playing great.
Cooking.
Good for him. Maybe he'll make the team. All right. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. It's football. It's Friday. We'll answer anything you got next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.